Hello. I haven't done these in a couple of weeks, maybe. Anywho, I went into town with my mother today. She hasn't cycled in about 35, 40 years. When you know, thoroughly. She's been cycling up to the allotment and back. But it's only half a mile up to the allotment. But I took her to the little car park at Lammersland. You know, off Barton Road, kind of in Newnham. In a Grantchester Street area, by the cam, which was very high, by the way. And took it there. And we cycled along National Cycle Route 11, into town, down Botolph Lane, or whatever, Free School Lane, and we went to Station Cycles to get her and me a new seat. By the way, my new seat, it's a waste of 25 quid, because my new seat is horrible. All hard, and, oh god, it's bloody annoying. But I have kept the old seat, so if I want to change it, I can always change it back. But it's got kind of like a cutout where your perineum is. So, you know, hopefully it won't hurt as much in that area. But it'll probably hurt in the area around it, which is, you know, I don't know if that's positive or not. I don't know. Anywho, we were coming back, we just left Grand Okay Cycle Park, and we were cycling. She's very slow, by the way. I think the maximum speed we got up to was about 9-10 miles an hour. She doesn't seem to understand that unless you go faster, you wobble a lot. And I keep telling her, well, if you keep wobbling because you're not going fast enough. I don't want to change gear. No, because I don't have to change down. And I said, no, don't start in first, start in something like fourth, and then use the other derailleur, the other one on the other side to... Anywho, and we were coming out of, we were just passing Grand OK, the exit to Grand OK car park, and some tit in a BMW pulled out into the thing. It does say look both ways. I don't know if you have to give way when you're leaving the car park to cyclists already on the road, or because there aren't any lines. I don't think there are any proper lines. There are big flashing signs in the car park that say look both ways, cycles look both ways, flashy flashy flash, and you tit utter tit. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Roll down. We had a nice shouting match with some nice words. I don't think I've said the word fuck, cunt, or tosser enough in front of my mother today. I don't think I've ever said cunt in front of my mother. She didn't seem to mind. It basically boiled down to, don't you dare drive your car at my mother, you little cunt. And that went on for a while. And then he's like, oh, who are you? Yeah, who are you? I'm Kevin Steinhardt, thanks, you bastard. Don't run over my mother, okay? Don't. You are a tosser, okay? Yes. Like, oh, don't swear, I've got a kid in the bike. I don't give a fuck, okay? You know? I'm guessing people call you a tosser a lot, so she's probably used to it. Anyway, he was a right wanker. Grossy little wanker. Anyway, so other than that, she cycled about 2 miles today, which is pretty good. We got new seats, I fixed a light, and they said they'd call me back about my cycle computer because one of the buttons is jammed in and it doesn't clear the trip properly unless you really hold it down, it really hurts. Anyhow, so that's all that. My recumbent bike is still 4 weeks away, 3-4 weeks away. The estimate is mid-February, which is tedious, which means I've got to do 100 miles a week, plus, it's normally about 120 miles a week. On a 20-inch wheeled folding bike, which isn't very sensible, for another month or so. So, yeah. Mid-February. And then I might not have a back problem. But you know. Anyway, I'm going to have some tea. Might take it down. Ready? Cup, stitching.